Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, joining us on 93 WIBC. Doug, all right, so it was announced today that the popular 500 Festival Parade will not happen this year. It has been canceled. First question, is it because of the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, you know, this is unfortunately the second year in a row that this has had to happen, and we've worked closely with the 500 Festival, and certainly it's the biggest issue is exactly where we are in the country right now with the pandemic and trying to make sure that we can take care of everyone. And when you think about the parade, it's even harder to take care of than in one of the venues where the NCAA tournament's going on or even the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the end of May, just because it's so widespread throughout the city of Indianapolis. And depending on what kind of protocols are still in place, it's just really difficult to make sure all of those are followed when you stretch it over several blocks through downtown. At the same time, we didn't want the celebration to end, so we're trying to pivot a little bit for this year in our 500 spectacle of homes, and then get back to the traditional AES parade in 2022.
Yeah, and you mentioned the 500 spectacle of homes, so that's what we're going to be doing instead of the parade. Well, can you give me some detail? How is this going to work? What is the 500 spectacle of homes?
Well, if for those of the folks that have lived in Indianapolis since the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500 in 2016, when we started these porch parties that people would register at IMS.com and porch parties, and we would do driver visits and surprise swag bags and things for people that are celebrating the month of May by decorating their porches. It's really trying to put that a little bit on steroids, and we're trying to tell folks at their homes, register your home. Decorate your home, sort of like they did in Mardi Gras. They actually called it Yardi Gras and did a reverse way of looking at it, where the floats, if you will, were stationary, and then people drove around and celebrated by looking at what folks did in their neighborhood. So really, that's what we're trying to do here, keep that spirit going, encourage people to register their home on the website, which we'll be posting here in early April. And then just like Christmas, when you go out and you drive around and you look at lights at people's houses, the same idea. Let's get people out, getting through the neighborhoods and just seeing how people celebrate the month of May and racing in Indianapolis.
And it kind of leaves it up to each homeowner to be as creative as possible. Looking kind of forward to seeing what people come up with to decorate their porches.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want people to, you know, the race itself means different things to different people. And there's some folks that live in our community who enjoy the month of May and enjoy the race, but don't even attend. So it means something different to them. So we'll be anxious to see what folks have done. And I think it'll be a nice way to get the community involved and also give us a little bit of normalcy as we continue to go on the road towards obviously more vaccines and the numbers getting better. And hopefully 2022 being a more traditional year here in Indianapolis. And then at the end of it, on the Saturday before the 500, we're going to take our 33 drivers and put them in some of our Chevrolet Camaro event cars that you see around town around race time. And we're going to drive them around the city, and we'll make some surprise visits to some people's houses and thank them for participating.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. So it's kind of a parade for the drivers instead. We're going to have the drivers come through. And like you said, so they're going to be able to get out of the cars and, you know, knock on doors and say hi to the fans, or how is that going to work?
So what it's, you know, it's funny. We did this a little bit last year. One of the things that's fun about the parade downtown is the opportunity to get to see the 33 drivers as they are part of the parade. And last year, obviously we didn't get to do it, but we did put our drivers in cars and we actually drove them down Main Street and Speedway. And then we selected 33 ticket holders, surprised them, knocked on their doors, were socially distanced, but we, you know, gave out swag bags and gifts and just thanked them for being fans. So this is sort of that on steroids. So the idea would be the drivers would leave the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, would probably drive down Main Street in Speedway and then around the circle, and then the drivers would end up splitting off and going and finding homes and others and helping celebrate with a knock on the door, and we'll leave some flags and some goodies. And again, protocols will dictate whether we're masked up and how far apart we have to stay, but definitely stopping by and surprising some folks.
And again, it's a good way, a good example to show how flexible you and everyone at the track and IndyCar and the town of Speedway, how flexible you guys have had to be over the last year and a half or so, right?
We've definitely had to be flexible, but we're not the only ones. Obviously, everybody's had to be a little bit flexible with this year. And for us, we, you know, continue to deal with that. We're essentially 60 days away from the Indianapolis 500 right now, and a lot of things could change, and we're continuing to hope things are better and that we can have fans in the stands in a more normal way. But planning for a parade takes an awful lot of planning on the front end, so that's why we thought, let's make this decision today alongside the 500 festival folks, but also have a way that people can know we're still going to celebrate and feel like they're part of it.
And you mentioned the fans. I feel like I do have to ask, Doug, is there an update, or are you guys kind of getting an idea of what fan attendance will look like in May?
You know, it's obviously this is the question we've been dealing with now for 13 months.
So,
we're very, very hopeful we'll get to have fans. In fact, we're planning for fans. We're working closely with the folks at the state and city level, trying to really pay attention to the metrics. One of the things every morning, making sure that we see how things went the day before, thinking through a lot of different scenarios. And we believe we're within a couple of weeks probably at the point at which we'll be able to make an announcement of what it's going to be like. So nothing further other than knowing that we've got five or six different scenarios in the back pocket ready to pull out, and we're hoping the scenario that we get to use is the one that allows at least those folks that want to come to the 500 to come to the 500. But I'd say we're a couple weeks or so away from making that decision.
All right, we'll keep our eyes out for that announcement in a few weeks. Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, busiest guy you will know over the next few months. Doug, thanks so much for taking some time with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.